This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The Business Travel Coalition, which has testified against a federal airline passenger's bill of rights for years now, has a new survey out showing 82% of its members have had enough. The coalition has officially joined with FlyersRights.org to push for the bill. An industry analyst with a Teal Group says that Boeing may be getting too comfy with all its defense work. Regarding airliners, Marco Caceres says, quote, "I don't know if they're hungry enough to compete in the marketplace," unquote. Acipter Radar will introduce its latest avian radar technology at the 2009 Bird Strike North America conference being held in Victoria, British Columbia later this month. Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary says it may be time to launch another attempt to take over Aer Lingus. The U.S. Congress is considering charging European visitors a $10 arrival fee. The EU is not amused. A new paper from Frost and Sullivan suggests that biofuels, made from plants which removed their carbon from the air in the first place, will play an important role in reducing aviation greenhouse gas emissions. New Mexico Senator Tom Udall says he's proud of the success of Aspen Avionics. Brigadier General Reggie Chitwood has been re-elected to a second one-year term as National Vice Commander of the Civil Air Patrol. And a group of engineering apprentices are working with BAE Systems to develop a jet demonstrator that uses no conventional control surfaces. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Darren Tillman, General Manager of Powerflow Systems, explains the science behind his company's new exhaust system for the Beechcraft Bonanza. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.